It's Taste of Friday with in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's definitely got the look today. Monica Boffin in the studio for another Fashionista Friday. Oof. What's the matter, Monica?
Oof, we've got it unlocked.
Oh, yeah. We're Facebook Live,
my
too.
My strings are caught on the hangers.
You look spiffy today.
I try.
Is that the right word, spiffy?
Yeah. I love that word. So let's talk a few minutes about Paul Ramo. I had a couple customers the other day, and they absolutely adore Paul Ramo.
Oh, geez,
and I said, he does an awesome job. And we're talking on and on about Paul Ramo and how he answers all these questions or says all these things and is so knowledgeable. And then they're like, well, Monica, you do a good job, too. And I said, well, thank you. Thank you. But, you know, I said, we're one.
That's right. We're a team, right?
We're a team. We're one.
We're a team on Fashionista Friday. And over the years, Monica, you've made me into a fashionista.
I know. So, and then so many men will say, well, this, I got to give a good shout out to all these men that listen. I am so blessed that so many of these women have come forth and said, I want to come in here today, Monica, if it wasn't for my husband telling me to.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, I mean, a lot of women around this area, we have to need something. We can't want it. We got to
need
it.
Yep.
We got to need it.
Good.
You know, so all thank right. you guys out there. All appreciate right. it. My goodness gracious. So,
well, thanks for the compliment. That's
well,
nice.
Well, it's so true.
Yep. All right. So we got a lot to talk about. You brought half your store into the studio
well,
today.
Well, here's another scoop. I try to listen to my customers, and I have a couple ladies from the cities that said they can't find a coat anywhere that isn't nice.
A coat, a winter coat.
Yep.
Okay.
And it doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit. Winter coats are tough to find, I suppose.
And they don't fit around the girls, and they're too short.
Okay.
They're skimpy. So
how about the yay?
And the yeah, and too tight around the yay. Okay. So in Paul Ramo's words, I thought I'd bring some spiffy coats in.
Okay. I don't know why that word popped in my head, but it did.
And I love when people have good ideas and I know they're actually listening. They said, you know, Monica, I think you do a really good job, but could you say if what size you have in it?
Oh.
Great point.
People wondering about what the sizes are.
Well, okay. Are you going to drive 3 hours for this coat if it doesn't fit around the yay
okay.
or, you know, too tight around here?
Okay.
So I'm going to do the best of my ability for my inventory because a lot of it is in my head, what I have. Because during inventory, thank God I'm done. During inventory, I decided I'm going to put all my heavy, heavy coats on a round rack in my shoe room. Oh. Just because it's hard on my walls. I mean, it's too heavy.
Right.
It's like top heavy.
Okay.
And so then they bust.
Right.
And
right.
it's not fun.
No. Okay.
So.
Can we, before we start with the coats, I really like what you're wearing today. It really pops.
Okay. So if we could get KB on board to go to Vegas with me in February for the market,
okay.
the magic.
Yep.
This is one of my vendors. I got to show you. Did you want my picture
well,
with the jacket?
Well, no, that's all right. Okay. The red jacket is what pops. You got a bright
okay.
red jacket on.
Okay, well, I better put it back on. Oh, my gosh, Paul Ramo, you're working me hard. That's okay.
You were layered up this morning.
I'm layered up because this girl has to unlayer as the day goes on. My hubby always says, you change so many times. Can't you just take layers off? Well, there's only so much you can take off. So, cheese. Okay, so we'll talk about the red linen jacket. Okay, this is great for spring. It's great for now. It's great for people like me that get warm. And my top underneath is 3 1/4 sleeve. And women always ask, hey, what about when you take off your jacket and this, you know, the top is longer than the jacket?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's fine. That's really actually a great look.
Right.
Okay. So, when I take off this jacket, can I take it off now?
Whew. There you go.
I can feel the steam coming up.
That's
but linen breathes, guys.
Yeah.
And you wonder about, oh, how wrinkly it is? That's the style of it. It's still cute. You don't have to worry about ironing it. You wash it, let it drip dry. They're just wonderful. And I have them in other colors. And coming towards spring, I'll be restocking them too because they're the great addition. Now this, Paul Ramo, can I stand up? Oh, I don't know if I even have
room. Don't hurt yourself. Okay.
So when I
keep close
up,
to the mic, though.
And I got to keep close to the mic. So
that's right.
I want to let you all know this is acid washed cotton.
Acid washed cotton.
With stones and fringes.
Oh.
And then my leggings are acid washed with little stones on.
Oh, you got lots of little stones on today.
I'm kind of pretending about Vegas.
Okay.
Dreaming about Vegas.
Okay. Well, we better hit the coats.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Got a lot of coats to go through.
Yeah.
Winter coats.
So what I'm just trying to tell you is if you're going on a trip, the outfit I have on, this acid wash cotton, is so perfect because, you know, a lot of the places you're going to are maybe supposed to be 80s and 90s, and maybe they're 60s in the morning or 50s. So layering is great. Mm-hmm. But for Minnesota, this weekend
Where we live, when you're going to church.
Yeah.
There we go.
Why do I love this so much? Because it's French blue, cranberry in their tan. This is great on all different hair colors and skin colors. I had to put a furry scarf on it for extra cozy. Then I had to do my extra little purse, the one that I wear. It's I got the guitar strap and it crisscrosses. It's just great. You could put your change in there if you go gambling.
That's a nice little handbag.
Yep, and it's pleather. Cranberry pleather.
Oh, I like the little coin purse connected to the side of it.
I ditched mine just because it was bugging me because I was getting it caught on everything, but it's a cute idea.
Okay.
And then this jacket, it's like what you'd call, my mama would call this a car coat jacket because when you sit in the car, it's still long enough to sit down.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Cover your legs. And
yep. Okay. And keep you warm and keep that back part of your back cooler, warmer. This beautiful sweater, yes, one left. Yes, it's an extra large.
Kind of a brown tan sweater.
Copper.
Copper, okay. Not brown.
Copper, tan, and gray. This is a beauty. Why? Because it doesn't catch on to the yay.
Okay.
And this would be a great travel sweater because no matter where you go, especially Vegas, baby, it's cooler there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't get warmer right away, and it's cooler evenings. A lot of places are cooler evenings.
Right, that's a
AC.
That shacket over that sweater.
So
looks
this
nice.
Is a beautiful find, extra large. That's all Monica has left in that one.
So oh yeah, we got to remember. We got to remember the sizes here. Now
yes,
that was an extra large. Okay.
And an extra large top. I want to get an A plus on this radio show today.
Okay.
Because I know the people are listening to me.
All right. What do we got next? We got a pile of coats in front.
Oh, I know, and I
got
to get through them. Remember,
My
hubby said I'm not ever going to get through all these. Okay, Ben, we got a briefcase for your laptop, made from repurposed tents.
Repurposed tents made from, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I love it when there's a story. And then this is a long, oversized jacket in green and black and another color of green. This is one large. Might have an extra large too. I'll check the inventory. Dun, dun, dun. Just might be just one large left. Could be a one extra large also. But this is beautiful.
I notice you put scarves around your jackets.
I do. And then this is actually a cowl neck, Paul. It isn't a scarf. So this is great.
Oh, it's a cowl neck. Okay.
And then people, it's itchy. No, it's not. I can't wear wool. This might have a little bit in there, but it's what you put underneath that makes it work.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Great. And this is great if you're wearing tunics and leggings. And this is, I believe, a large and extra large left. And that's beautiful.
Yeah,
That's hard to find.
Yeah.
So right now, to be honest with you, with the colder weather coming in, this is the perfect time to
buy a
new coat.
You bet.
And I was doing cardigans for carrying. Now I'm going to step it up to coats for carrying when it's colder because just think of that person out there that could use a warm, warm coat. This can make somebody's day.
That's right.
And I'm all about that.
Always giving.
I like to make people's day.
It'd make a great gift.
It would.
Yeah. What do you got there? That's different.
Okay, but look at here. What does it say on there, Paul Ramo?
-5 degrees.
It's coming! This beauty is got another little zipper vest inside for extra warmth. So people I actually got this coat in for a lady that worked on the playground to watch kids, you know.
Oh, yeah.
This is great for a lady that needs a warm, warm coat. This is, I believe, a double XL, and I only have one. It's a Don Kenny, and it's a beautiful coat.
Okay.
Just a beautiful coat. This one, I happened to get for the holidays because it's just, I love orange and blue, and this would be great for Canby Lancers, too, really.
Yeah. Orange and blue go together.
Oh, I just love orange and blue. How cheerful is it?
It is, very cheerful.
I mean, you know, we're in winter, and how fun would it be to wear something super warm on a super cold day?
That's right. And that's coming, the super
cold
day.
Oh, my gosh,
Sunday's going to be
how
way
fun is that to walk to church with a really cozy coat? And this looks really good with a cute orange or navy scuba knit tops to go underneath. And I know I have this in small, large, and extra large. No, small and large, I think.
Okay. Keep going.
Yes. This, I had to bring this little denim jacket. It's a little stretchy. I have it also in white and denim color.
That's a black denim.
Black, and I threw a little cowl neck underneath it. But what everybody loves about this jean jacket, it's carcoat length, and it covers the butt.
Yep.
That's an awesome find. I think I just have one large left in that one. Okay. Am I doing good? And
you're
one large in the turtleneck.
Yeah, you got about 5 minutes
left. Hot flash. Okay, and then this little number looks good under the red linen, and I have it in large
and
medium.
That's not a coat. What is that?
It's a sleeveless top that looked good under that red linen jacket that I wore in.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
That's really cute, and Valentine's is coming, and this would pop good with our black.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Red and black.
Yes, and then another car coat, and I know this is the last one.
Is that turquoise?
I threw the turquoise to pop with it, but this coat is beyond over cute.
Oh, that's my favorite one you're holding up there.
You know why?
Why?
The colors are gorgeous. They're navy and that 70s kind of caramel in there and a darker blue. I love this.
And it looks elegant.
Paul Ramo, take my picture.
And it looks elegant.
It looks elegant.
Yeah, it's a beautiful color. Wow. Okay.
I love the word elegant. My mom used to use that word.
We are so multitasking. We're on the radio. We're taking pictures. We're doing Facebook Live.
Yes. Can you believe it? And I'm doing what this customer said. And you know what? Keep me on task. I love her ideas.
Okay, what size is that next coat?
Okay, so this next one is, I got a small and a medium left. This is just a cuter than cute. It's like a little style of a pea coat, but it's shorter. And this is great on petite women. Or also can throw over your favorite little black dress if you have a wedding coming up.
Yep.
This, I love magenta.
I love the scarf type.
You're going to take another picture of me?
That, look at the scarf.
Yes, it's, and it's like velvety.
What?
It's velvety.
Okay. There we go.
And
okay, we're running out of time.
Woo!
We got to get through all these.
Okay. Yes, we got it. That gave a little show. I didn't mean to lift up my top. And then these, as usual, I got this little caramel T-shirt to go in with this little shacket here. A lot of people are going to concerts. You can throw on your cowboy boots. But this is not only cute, but it's got polar fleece inside. And it's got pockets. And it's a girl's best friend. I own it, and I love it.
Okay.
If you're a shopper, you can run into the store with this on with some bleach wash jeans.
There you go.
Or the good old straight leg
jeans
in dark denim. I got more of these in.
Monica, you got through everything.
Oh, my gosh, I won.
That whole pile you got through.
I cannot even believe it.
All right, 1 minute. What do you got? Where are you located? Woo. Are you open? You're open today?
I'm open today till 6. Come and see me. Tomorrow, 10 to 5. But my regular store hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday, 10 to 5. And I have another thing a customer brought up. She doesn't like to bother me if it says appointments too. I love appointments. You're not bothering me.
Okay.
I love to help.
All right, give you a call.
Yeah.
Monica, thank you for coming in. You know, it's going to be so cold this weekend. Go to Monica's today. How late are you open today?
6.
And buy a coat.
Or I never close, you know. I've sold a coat when I'm sleeping before.
There you go.
I'll take that coat, Monica.
All right, thanks,
And I have hats and gloves, too. Have a great rest of your day.